Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, more than 1 billion teenagers and young adults may be at risk of hearing loss because of their use of headphones, earphones and earbuds and attendance at loud music venues. World Health Organization researchers estimated that 24% of 12 to 34-year-olds are listening to music on their devices at an unsafe level. Dolores Madden is an audiologist with Hidden Hearing and she joins us now on the line. And I have to say, it's not just the 12 to 34-year-olds, Dolores, because I sometimes get a notification on my AirPods that I've been listening to music too loud for too long and telling me to turn it down. More than 1 billion young people apparently could be affected.
Yes, it's shocking, Sarah, but not surprising. I suppose what we see at Hidden Hearing is that we'd be actively advocating for this for some time through events like Hearing Awareness Week and on-street surveys, measuring people's earphones. And people are listening to their hearing devices or listening devices at too high a volume. So people can prevent this with early intervention if they turn the volume down on their listening devices and then be mindful at concerts and not to be near speakers if possible.
So what exactly is unsafe listening? I mean, if I didn't have my AirPods to tell me to turn it down, which sometimes I ignore, but I won't obviously ever again, I wouldn't know. So how do you know?
Yeah, what constitutes unsafe listening is listening for a longer period than 60 minutes, higher than 60 decibels. So it's very simple to apply the 60-60 rule, 60 decibels at 60 minutes. That's kind of a rough guide would be on your phone to set the volume at 55% on your settings.
Okay, 55%, okay, that's low. It's not, it sounds right, but it sounds low if you're used to much higher. What damage is done if you don't do that? If you are listening, you know, regularly to music or whatever it might be at 60, over 60 decibels for over 60 minutes?
Yeah, you're exactly right in that people aren't mindful of ever checking what the volume they are listening with their listening devices are. And a recent survey we did was that we could see that Irish people are listening to their devices far too long a period at too high a volume. So we did an on-street survey and 85 decibels or higher was the outcome of the results that people were listening to their devices at. So the ear can only tolerate listening to loud sounds at, you know, 80, 75, 80, and after that it can be damaging to the hair cells in your inner ear, which is detrimental then to your hearing. So it's non-recoverable. Like, so it's just really to be mindful to put hearing on your health agenda and be conscious of the levels of sound and for the period of time that you're listening with your headphones.
Well, I hope people are listening, Dolores, because it's a very important message. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Dolores Madden, audiologist with Hidden Hearing.